businesses across Wisconsin are ramping up hiring in preparation for the summer months when an influx of teens will join Wisconsin's labor force. As Joe Schultz reports, this year's summer tourism season comes after a political standoff over a Republican bill that would have removed work permit requirements for the state's youngest workers.
There we go.
Thank you. You guys are the best. Yeah.
Last weekend was the first of the summer for Wilson's Restaurant and Ice Cream Parlor in Door County. Walking inside the century-old building is almost like stepping back in time. Teens take ice cream orders behind a counter as oldies music pours out of a jukebox that still plays records. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes. Each summer, Wilson's hires about 70 seasonal employees. Roughly a third of them are high school-aged. Sarah Martin is a former teacher who owns the business with her husband. She says she loves giving teens their first work experience.
A lot of people ask if I miss teaching, and I'm like, I really don't feel that far removed from it. It's just a different type of teaching.
Wilson's isn't the only place ramping up for the summer season. More than 35,000 14 and 15-year-olds join Wisconsin's workforce each year. That's according to state data. May and June are traditionally the months the state issues the most work permits each year. 16 and 17-year-olds in Wisconsin no longer need work permits, but state data shows a larger share of Wisconsin's older teens are either working or looking for work than the share nationally. But summer hiring has been a mixed bag this year. Some employers say it's been easier to hire, while others say it's been difficult. Susan Quam is with the Wisconsin Restaurant Association.
Everybody's still scrambling pretty hard to find and fill their summer workforce. We're just, even with the great participation rate compared to the country, it's still, you know, not meeting the needs we have in our tourism months.
The season comes after Governor Tony Evers vetoed a bill that would have removed work permit requirements for 14 and 15-year-olds. The proposal had backing from several business groups. The Wisconsin Restaurant Association took a neutral stance on it. Quam says the law that removed work permits for 16 and 17-year-olds has streamlined hiring, but restaurants feared the bill for younger teens would have exposed them to legal liability. That's because 14 and 15-year-olds are subject to strict federal restrictions on the hours they can work and the equipment they can use. Quam says the work permit process helps protect restaurants because it ensures parents and employers review the restrictions they need to follow. Martin, with the Door County Ice Cream Parlor, agreed with the association's position.
I do think it makes sense for the 14, 15-year-olds. They can't drive. You know, they're just getting in the workforce. You don't want them overdoing it, and you want to make sure their parents are in the loop.
Between 2018 and 2022, Wisconsin had the second most federal child labor violations among neighboring states. According to the U.S. Department of Labor, the state averaged 99 violations per year. During that same period, the Labor Department saw a 69% increase nationally in children being illegally employed. And some safety violations can be serious. Last year, a 16-year-old boy died from injuries sustained working at a northern Wisconsin sawmill. The company was fined nearly $200,000 for federal child labor violations. Tables fill a gymnasium at the local Boys and Girls Club during a recent job fair in Stevens Point. Students roam the room, stopping to speak with employers. Here's high school freshman Callie Marks on why she was looking for a summer job.
To start saving up for a vehicle and stuff, and get that extra money and stuff.
For others, summer jobs provide a social setting.
I don't like just sitting around. It's more fun just doing stuff and being with people. I'm pretty social.
That's 14-year-old Marin Grancy. She plans to spend the summer working at the Door County Ice Cream Parlor. As employers prepare for the summer season, state officials say teens have become a more important part of the state's workforce. That's because baby boomers continue aging out. And that means questions about where they can work and under what conditions are not likely to go away. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.